I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a show that'll be jam-packed with information. And it was actually the idea of one of our listeners, John from Boston. So I'm talking to John, and John kind of said, gee, it would be kind of nice if we heard some theory from Mr. Charles Green here about ET Yoga spin. And we'll be talking about some theories. We'll be talking about pyramids. We'll be talking about some amazing archaeological finds, alien extraterrestrial bases, some connections with Stargate SG-1. And, well, I think you're going to be very pleased that one of our listeners has taken me up on my offer to do a show all about what you'd like to hear about. So without further ado, we'll start things off in a usual manner by asking the guys in the booth to play the Hari Om mantra meditation.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari, 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 Om.
Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchitananda doing the Hari Om mantra meditation a clip from back in the 1970s, and Swami Sachidananda is founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. I'd now like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, tonight's program, the basic ideas around it come from one of our listeners, and I invite you to do the same. And you can contact me at paperfungo, that's paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm very pleased to take your suggestions concerning topics you'd like to hear about. And I'm also more than pleased to hear about successes that you've achieved utilizing ideas, concepts, techniques that you've heard on the ET Yoga program, either now or in the past. So I much appreciate our audience participation in making ET Yoga, which you'd like to hear about. And along those lines, the listener was interested in some of my theories, because I give so much what I think is accurate information and very factual information on ET yoga, but how about some of the theory? Well, one of my big theories has to do with organic foods, and I'm a big proponent of organic foods. And only this week, it turns out, that there's been some scientific research, and there's a term been coined, the organic effect. And the way it worked was there was a family of five, and they were studied with respect to buying foods that were not organic, and all their levels were checked with respect to the pesticides and certain toxicities in their bodies. And you can actually check that out on the internet by looking up the organic effect for some of the more specifics. But the main gist of the idea was that they then switched the family to totally vegetarian, not only vegetarian, but organic foods. And then they retested them. Well, you know, as you can imagine, there's always been a certain amount of controversy considering, you know, which is more nutritious and which is better between organic and non-organic. And I guess depending on your point of view or your interest, you can probably find studies that will support your thinking. However, this one was really a mind blower and really blew away the doctors, because when they checked the family after eating the organic foods, all of their levels of all these pesticides went down to practically zero. There was only minimum traces of any of this still left in their bodies. And to me, this is really amazing as well. I've never heard of this, and apparently it's considered a kind of a startling new discovery. And wanted to share that with our listeners. And another one of, I guess this is pretty much my own theory, was concerning a possible way that the Earth can move into another dimension. And if you know anything about the Merkaba meditation, you'll know that there's a Merkaba field around any physical object. And the Merkaba itself is basically two pyramids, one with the apex or pointed end up and one with the pointed end down, intertwined, and they counter-rotate in opposite directions. And when they counter-rotate in a balanced way at different speeds in relationship to the speed of light, what's inside the Merkaba after the Merkaba spins faster than the speed of light, what's inside that Merkaba moves into the next dimension. And basically what my idea is that the whole Earth is surrounded by a large Merkaba and called a Christ consciousness grid. And if that Merkaba were to be rotating, just like in the meditation for individuals, faster than the speed of light, then what's inside would transpose into the next dimension. An interesting concept that you might give some thought to, especially if you're involved with the Merkaba meditation. And another one of my ideas, actually, it's sort of a takeoff on one of Bashar's comments about the idea that you can't perceive what you don't contain. And thus, if you're asking a question about if you can succeed at something, the answer is probably yes, because you can't conceive what you don't contain. And I took this principle out just a little bit farther by stating that the same thing would be true from a prime creator, all that is, God consciousness, whatever term you'd like to use to try to define infinite consciousness. But from that infinite consciousness point of view, the whole universe would be a projection of that consciousness. And of course, the idea then would transfer there that all possibilities are included, and they'd have to be already included, because the same principle would be true that you can't perceive what you don't contain. So prime creator, in order to conceive it, had to previously contain it. Also ties in with the theory that all possibilities exist. And what attracts you to the particular version that you experience as your reality would depend upon basically your beliefs, your basic beliefs, thoughts, definitions, and emotions, which attract you to being a frequency match and attracting that particular scenario into your life. And actually, Bashar goes a little bit further with that concept, too, and says even that isn't totally complete, that you're just a frequency match for what you experience, but that you all have a core frequency. And according to Bashar, the universe is trying to send you lots of good things, but sometimes our beliefs keep them away. And similarly, things that are not a match for your core frequency are trying to get away from you as fast as possible, but we have a habit of holding on to certain beliefs, which keep some negative energies around us as well. And that's why he mentioned to us that in Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, the first 3 minutes of that, which you can find on YouTube quite easily, actually is a very good technique for allowing and letting go. And the idea would be to listen to that music, which was, according to Bashar, a download from higher consciousness into Beethoven. And by doing the technique of breathing in with the thought of allowing and then breathing out with the idea of letting go of old negative beliefs, it's a very powerful way to get into the flow, let's say, of allowing and letting go. Another theory of mine actually got the original concept from watching Stargate SG-1, and has to do with time dilation. And most of us that think about the whole concept of time dilation, it's usually with reference to the concept of, let's say, a space traveler leaving the Earth and then traveling at the speed of light for quite some time, let's say in terms of Earth, in terms of years, and then returning, the concept being that when the traveler returns, he wouldn't have aged, but the people that were on the Earth at that time, if he was gone for 20 years, would have aged 20 years. So it's usually thought of in that reference. However, in one of the last episodes on Stargate SG-1, there was an incident where the members of the Stargate crew actually found a way to put themselves in a state of almost like suspended animation. They were going to crash, and they managed to put themselves in what they called like a time dilation bubble that basically froze time with respect to what was happening on the outside. But inside the bubble, they continued to age, and before they found a solution, they actually, aged some 40 or 50 years, and then solved the problem that they had. And I was very fascinated by the concept of this theory, this time dilation theory. And I was thinking to myself, well, what possible other application could there be to a time dilation? And then I thought of the concept of timelines and all the talk that was occurring around the year 2012. And, well, you could apply it as a possible theory that since 2012 we've been put in a time dilation bubble. And for what reason? Well, maybe there weren't quite enough people ready to experience a total ascension of the entire planet, and that since that time we've noticed lots of more people are waking up and a lot of people are becoming a lot more conscious, and no doubt a lot more people are ready for the ascension. And when I was further studying that concept, then it made more sense that actually it would have needed to be the whole solar system that would be in this time bubble or time dilation bubble, which would also tie into some of the theories that are out there right now with respect to us being moved in a direction closer to the Orion constellation. Anyway, something that you might want to ponder, or maybe you've had the same idea. Another concept that's come to my way of thinking of late has been the idea that we are our bodies are a projection of our consciousness. And in that same regard, I would apply that same principle again to Prime Creator, in that if we are a projection of our consciousness, then no doubt the entire universe would be a projection of the consciousness of Prime Creator. Another theory that we don't hear much about, an idea that I'm more of support on would be Bashar's idea about prime radiant, that everything is actually one particle. More technically, it can be a particle or a wave, but one particle with infinite mass, with no mass, traveling at infinite speed and thus breaking no laws of physics. And for more on prime radiant, I think probably now you can actually find some information about prime radiant on the internet. Another concept that I have would be that when all beliefs cannot happen in the same timeline, the timeline splits. For example, if there was some sort of a world war, both sides couldn't possibly win that war in the same timeline, so there could be a timeline split, and both scenarios could play themselves out. I guess this is related a little bit to one of Bashar's ideas, that he was stating that some years ago, it was like there were like 12 trains leaving a station all going in different directions, and they were going very slowly. And we actually had the ability to get off one train and walk over and get on another train. But as time goes on, the trains started getting a little farther and farther apart, and at one point you needed to sort of, you know, run or jog to catch up with the trains, but we're getting closer and closer to the point where you're going to be on the train you're on. And I think that relates as well to timelines as well as timeline splits. And another interesting theory would be that things do not operate or manifest like they used to. The same processes don't seem to be working anymore. And old methods of reality creation no longer work either. And instead of action-based methods to attain goals, we are learning emotional-based methods to align ourselves with the flow of universal energy, and that's with our excitement and our passion. And also it means that things like the medical establishments and pharmaceuticals, which are basically, in my opinion, are done with little integrity, in time will fall away. And this concept doesn't eliminate action from the equation. It just changes the starting point. And one of my favorite sayings that I guess I'm going to take credit for is that the only thing you really need protection from is your own beliefs. And two really good ideas that come from Sri Swami Satchitananda were that if you believe that you'll be enlightened, then you will be. And second, that the whole world is your teacher. So just some food for thought. Now, with respect to the concept of pyramids, I'm really inspired to speak about the pyramids because it seems required. And some of the best information comes from the Arcturians as channeled by Sal Rochelle. And as many channeled writings will confirm, Thoth was the engineer behind the Great Pyramid. And according to some sources, Thoth is a specific historical man who went through ascension 52,000 years ago. And for 16,000 years, he was king of Atlantis, where his name was Chiquetet Arlek Vamalatis, and he remained on Earth until May 4th, 1991. Now, that's pretty astounding. Now, this device served several purposes, but its primary function was as an ascension chamber and controller of Earth's grid system. And as correctly pointed out by Egyptologists, it was aligned with Mintaka, the central star in Orion's belt. Mintaka became the central point in Orion's enlightened government following the resolution of the Rigel-Betelgeuse wars about 100,000 years ago. And the grid system of Earth was correlated with the point at Giza being the center of the grid. And key ley lines and vortexes coming out at various squared and geometric angles became part of this pyramid. And the Martians, during their heyday, had a similar grid system constructed at the same latitude and longitude on their planet, also engineered by seventh density Pleiadians. But alas, it never achieved its potential as a portal for ascension due to interference from Orion and Draco factions. And another strategic purpose of the Great Pyramid was to serve as an incoming portal for groups of Pleiadians so that the purity and vision of the original blueprint would have a fighting chance of getting established, and that's on the Earth. And Thoth and his group had a fair degree of success in working with the Atlanteans to construct temples of initiation and soul evolution along the banks of the Nile. And of the several thousand Atlanteans who made this area their home, a significant percentage took part in the ascension activities and initiations in the Great Pyramid. The seventh density Pleiadians constructed the device in a matter of days using levitation and laser technology. And a series of passageways were designed to accommodate those who needed extended periods inside the device in order to accelerate their ascension templates in preparation for moving into fifth density light bodies. The subterranean chambers beneath the Giza Plateau were already inhabited by those who had escaped underground during previous conflagrations. The Pleiadians, in conjunction with these underground groups, established the Hall of Records several thousand feet below the Great Pyramid. The Sphinx was later erected by another group of Egyptians to mark the entrance to the portal. The pyramid was completed in approximately 10,500 BC. And it's only been in the last 20 years or so that scientists and on our planet have correctly dated the Great Pyramid. And until recently, it was assumed this device was linked to various other pyramids that were constructed using the labor of the Egyptian people to serve as tombs for the pharaohs. And I know when Bashar was asked why the location of the Great Pyramid, he said it is the main balance point of the planet. And Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee, says that according to the Andromedans, when a species wants to inhabit a planet, the need to balance the wobble is there. So the pyramid is like a weight on a wheel, which balances the rotation. And Bashar also says that as we speak, contracts and agreements are being made to disclose our history from the Atlantean times to the present, which are under the Sphinx. And he said that this information would be come public in about 2 or 3 years and not hidden as so many discoveries in the past have been suppressed. And that was about a couple years ago. And Russian pyramid studies indicate that higher intensity torsion fields automatically out-resonate everything that would be harmful to life, even turning toxic poisons into inert safe substances. And there has to be a breakdown in your own torsion field for disease to manifest. And events such as plagues and diseases do not happen at random. They flourish when the conditions of consciousness allow them to. Even if you yourself do not have a sufficiently positive, loving attitude to out-resonate these problems on your own, it has been scientifically proven that getting other people to pray for you can have a very substantial healing effect. Other people's naturally occurring torsion fields can be directed towards you to pump up the frequency of your own energy sufficient to shatter the viruses or bacteria causing the problem. And the best defense to flu is grounding in unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion, which exhibit frequencies that shatter disease or do not allow it to penetrate the system, rather than fear, which attracts this energy and the illusion that you need protection. A universal principle in nature is that internally coherent systems possess the ability to repel external influences, while incoherent systems are easily penetrated by disorder from outside. And this principle of invincibility is clearly illustrated in physics as the Meissner effect, and in the functioning of a nation as well, it's called the Maharishi effect. The Earth itself is a source of energy that radiates what the Russians refer to as torsion fields. It is a natural source which comes from the Earth, from the Sun, and the center of the galaxy. And this is, again, why when you're in alignment with the center of the galaxy at 14 hours and 30 minutes sidereal time, your ESP ability goes up by about 400%. The Earth is giving off an energy field like that as well, and this energy field is actually what fuels physical matter to sustain its own existence. And each little atom and molecule is like a sponge that takes this energy in like a fluid and extracts it back out again. The latest Russian research in pyramids shows a spherical energy field surrounds any pyramidal structure. I've also been told that any pyramidal shape has a consciousness of its own. The center of the galaxy is actually our primary source of in-streaming torsion wave energy. An object will gradually displace into a higher density as it vibrates closer to the speed of light. And oil wells become more productive with a pyramid above them. Agricultural seeds increase their yield. Pathogenic viruses and bacteria become significantly less damaging to life after being held in a pyramid. Food stored in a pyramid increase just unbelievably with respect to their ability to yield crops. And a quantity of salt was stored inside a pyramid, and it was later removed and fed continuously to about 5,000 people in different jails in Russia. And amazingly, within a few months, there was a dramatic improvement in their behavior, and most criminal behavior almost completely disappeared. And it validates the idea that etheric energy is spiritual energy, and that as a person is exposed to higher intensities of it, there is a propensity for greater feelings of love and compassion for others, and the pyramids have a very beneficial effect on humans. And according to Collier, the center of the galaxy is currently pulsing a new sound and frequency that will raise all of the dimensions up one level. And if you do some research, you will see that this has been detected by scientific research as well. And in my opinion, this energy coming from the torsion field at the center of the galaxy will have a similar effect on Earth as the salt in the Russian jails. And the Russians have also developed the Egyptian healing rods, which are copper and zinc rods with crystals inside and forged in the pyramids. So in effect, holding the rods is like being inside a pyramid. The assumption that ancient sculptures of Egyptians holding scrolls in their hands turns out to be false, as they were holding the rods. And they have a harmonizing effect on the basic Ba and Ka energy flows. And the greater part of our illnesses begin with disharmony between two fundamental flows of energy. And hence, using something that balances these flows leads to healing of the organism. And they also stimulate the higher chakras and the immune system. And it's been scientifically proven that holding the rods for 15 minutes is equivalent to an hour of acupuncture. And the rods were available in Egypt for the most part just to the inner circles. And according to Nothing in This Book Is True, but it's exactly how things are, Thoth, together with Ra and Araragot, who were also former kings of Atlantis, got the blueprint for the Christ consciousness grid and went to Egypt. And they went to Egypt, which at the time was known as Chem, because the flame, which contained the ovum of our collective consciousness, had an access point which emerged there. And someday the grid associated with that point would mature as Christ consciousness. And they drilled a hole straight down the axis, which extends through the earth to the ovum of our consciousness. And this axis comes out in Egypt and also on the other side of the earth in Moorea, M-O-R-E-A, and it's a small island near Tahiti. And Thoth says that there is a vortex or spiral on both ends of the axis, and that a shadow of it formed on the ground would look like a logarithmic spiral. They then built three pyramids on that spiral. The primary purpose of the pyramids was to move our consciousness from the first level to the middle level, where we are now, to the third, or Christ consciousness level. And it was an instrument for planetary initiation designed specifically to take a 44 plus 2 chromosome person into Christ consciousness and stabilize them. And another purpose of the pyramids and Sphinx was to mark the locations where the real history of the Earth is left. And this would include our extraterrestrial heritage as well. most of history as it has been presented to us is not correct. And there is a link between the Sphinx in Egypt to the Rock Sphinx in Busaj, Romania, and to Tibet. And there are underground tunnels connecting all three, as well as records of human history and extraterrestrial contact. And this information also includes the true history of man. And according to sources who have seen the underground discoveries in Romania, when the Stargate there was activated, it also activated the one in Iraq. And they say the two are also connected by underground tunnels. Skeletons of giants have also been found in Transylvania, which would be another link to the Anunnaki. And I refer our listeners to the books Transylvania Sunrise and Transylvania Moonrise. Amazing stuff. In fact, I've been to the Rock Sphinx in Romania, and you don't get to see the alien base that's inside the mountain nor where the entrance is to it. Apparently it was discovered through satellite. And but you do get to take an amazing cable car ride up that mountain, and it's just an incredible mountain there in Buseg. That's Bucegi, Buseg, Romania. And a fascinating story told there. And of course, as I mentioned, there's actually three books out now. One's called Transylvania Sunrise, one Transylvania Moonrise, and the other is called The Secret Parchment. And the authors, Peter Moon and Romanian investigator Radu Sinemar, they tell of the secret chambers in their books, and also about the secret parchment. And interestingly enough, that in the book The Secret Parchment also states that between 10,000 BC and now, the oldest civilization was in Romania. And this conclusion was also reached by research teams from Cambridge University. And the population remained in Transylvania from between 9 to 10,000 BC, and also, around 3000 BC, the Tataria tablets were discovered in Romania and are pre-Sumerian. And the Cambridge University's conclusions are that the origins of the Aryans was in Transylvania from the Carpathians toward Hungary, Austria, and up to Bohemia. Pretty fascinating new information that it seems nobody seems to know much about. And also, in this book, The Secret Parchment, there were some invaluable information that was left for mankind. And the five concepts could be summarized as follows. Number one dealt with compassion, that there is a divine source of compassion in this universe, and we need to recognize it and link to it. Second, that all we are is a result of what we have thought. What you think is what you get. This is also representative of the principles of quantum affinity, or the law of attraction, or the law of affinity. Third, synchronicity, that there are no coincidences. When events or experiences coincide outside the ordinary bonds of probability, this is a meaningful coincidence and there is an intention behind it. Four, vibration, that everything is connected by vibration, or if you like, frequency. And the fifth one dealt with will, to align yourself with your own higher will and the divine source of creation. So these were messages that were passed on. Now, interestingly enough, with respect to this, basically it's an alien base that was found in the Busaj Mountain, not a lot of specific information has been allowed to come out of that, even in the books. There have been some general comments that have been made. And some of those general comments basically deal with ideas such as 90% of our history is actually not accurate, that it turns out that most of the myths are true, and there's actually quite a lot of detail given, even on the internet, concerning the size of the room where this hologram was found. It's a holographic history of Earth's history, and quite a fascinating sight. And inside these, the tables and chairs inside this underground base are just, they're huge. I mean, obviously not built for our size people. I mean, this is for the giants. And some of the technologies in there are described on the internet, as well as an attempt to keep one of the local television stations in Brașov, Romania, from actually covering the story. The actual program, I noticed it's not still on the net. I saw it there last week where the reporter is starting to give information and they get a call in that's basically threatening to kind of move on and get off this topic. It's a very sensitive topic, apparently caused quite a kerfuffle. And according to the authors, Peter Moon, and Cinemar, they indicated that there's apparently some kind of an agreement or pact between the Vatican, the U.S., and Romania with respect to what's being allowed, what's not being allowed. Obviously, there's two books on the subject allowed, Transylvania Sunrise and Transylvania Moonrise, oh, and The Secret Parchment. So there's been, you know, three books come out of there, but very little, you know, publicity in any kind of news-related form. Although, I've been to restaurants in Brașov and overheard people from the mayor's office, employees there, talk about this freely. So there are people, you know, over there that are aware about the find, and have, you know, there is a word of mouth that's kind of being spread, but it's not very well known. I would say that this is one of the major finds, and also corresponds with the Sphinx in Egypt, because the Sphinx marked the spot of the Hall of Records there, and this rock Sphinx is marked where this holographic records are kept as well. Now, another amazing archaeological find actually has taken place, of all places, in the Ukraine, in Crimea. And if you go on the net, you'll find that this the oldest pyramids known were found in Crimea. And there's 37 pyramids, and these were found, I believe, in 2002 or 2003. So for the last dozen years or so, like, scientists from all over the world have been taking sensitive equipment and doing all kinds of research and study there, but we don't hear a thing about it. And in fact, even more amazingly, there's Vitaly Go is the actually, the scientist who made the discovery, he was actually, the discovery was made by accident. I guess he was looking for alternative ways to to find water, and came across these finds. And one of the pyramids contains a mummy. Now, we're talking about, these go back to the dinosaur age. We're talking 60-some million years ago. And there's a mummy in one of the pyramids, and it turns out it's got a crown on its head, and it's not human. And you can check that out on the net. It's out there. And this is an amazing find. Imagine 37 pyramids. I mean, I don't think there's any place else on the planet We know about the Bosnian pyramids, and there really hasn't been a lot of information publicized about them either, but there's some amazing pyramids that were found in Bosnia sometime previous to this. But these ones in Crimea, I think, are particularly interesting, especially considering all the, the struggles and other things that are going on in the Ukraine. And is any of this related to these pyramids? Well, I'll leave you to do your own research on that topic. So, but at any rate, some amazing archaeological finds, some amazing comments concerning pyramids. Oh, and by the way, these Crimean pyramids apparently they've been found to be emitters and receivers of energy towards the Orion system. So I found that quite interesting, too, because that matches up with the Great Pyramid as well, lining up with Mintaka. And there's some other really fascinating stuff about those pyramids in Crimea, but if it's a subject that interests you, then I would highly recommend that you check that out. And I'd also like to share a little bit of alchemy this evening, especially talking about earth, air, fire, and water. And this comes from a channeling from Archangel Michael from Rona, R-O-N-N-A. And it's I thought this was quite fascinating, that how are you using or expressing the element of fire? You need the quality of fire to keep your inner power source burning bright. And from the fire element, you draw your strength, courage, and willpower. Fire energy is the outrushing force, the burning enthusiasm to create, expand, and experience. And when your firepower is low or not being used effectively, you will have a lack of vitality and may experience depression or have survival scarcity issues. Some use their fire energy in spurts, starting a project or wishing or using their power source, but they burn out fast and cannot keep up the momentum. Others overuse their power source, and when they do not listen to the warning signals, they break down. Others may wish, dream, and hope, but do not follow through by using their firepower to mobilize themselves into action in order to bring their dreams to fruition. Your soul, spirit, self, and body elemental will send you signals via heart problems, headaches, sinus, colds, burns, impatient outbursts, and accidents to let you know that you're not using your firepower properly. And the air element energy has to do with the mind and intellect, conscious learning and communicating, as well as abstract scientific and inspired thought. Your mental body, which uses air energy as fuel, is the doorway to wisdom and the means by which you connect with the higher mental plane, the great cosmic library. And enlightenment as well, not to mention the mind of God. And the ability to think and reason using air energy is what distinguishes the human kingdom from the animal and other kingdoms. And there is insufficient air power when the mind is not developed. And we do not mean just lacking in formalized education, for there are many great minds and wise souls who have had very little formal education. However, they have developed their minds and used their air power in a multitude of ways, and are stunning examples of how our power can be used to its best advantage. The inability to communicate your thoughts or to concentrate or being rigid and fixed in your thinking are all indications that you're not using your air power in the proper way. And when this is the case, people become jealous of others and are dissatisfied and confused. They become fearful, and as a result of their low self-esteem, they fall into the trap of being critical and judgmental of others. Your soul, spirit, self, and body elemental will send you signals via problems with the nervous system, lungs, respiratory system, blocked circulation, and diseases of the brain. And you use your air power to open your mind to the vast possibilities that are within reach. Now, the element of water is the fuel of the emotional nature, which results, when used properly, in a sense of well-being, peace, serenity, and the ability to love and be loved, and to take delight in the experience of living and creating on the earth plane. The emotions of the ego, desire body, differ greatly from those of spiritual desire, for the ego is focused on the little self and its needs, and the spiritual self knows it is part of the greater whole. When you're not using or claiming the element of water, the emotional fuel, properly, you may be overly sensitive and dependent on others, or be possessive, indecisive, and have difficulty in making decisions. Your soul, spirit, and body elemental will send you signals via problems with the stomach, breasts, and obesity, as well as bladder or bowels. Using the power of the water element will help you bring your emotional nature into harmony with spirit, which results in an unshakable faith and the knowledge that all is well, for you are guided by angels and loved by your Father, Mother, God. As starseeds on an earth mission, the power of the earth element is of vast importance. Many of you are not well grounded and have a deep-seated desire to leave the earth plane and return to your home among the stars. We understand that you're yearning, but you must also understand that it is important that you be totally in your body in order to fulfill your earthly mission. Not being anchored to the earth or using your earth power results in survival scarcity issues or a martyr-victim mentality, indecisiveness, and the inability to control your destiny. The opposite is being too focused on the material world to the detriment of the spiritual self, which leads to overindulgence, greed, and a constant search for sense gratification. Your soul, spirit, body, elemental will send you signals via skin and teeth problems, inability to handle sugar in the body, intestinal discomfort, or arthritis, or arteriosclerosis. And according to Archangel Michael, you were meant to live a long, fruitful life and enjoy good health and vitality. And that is until the time comes for you to step through the door or transcend to the next level of beingness. And in the mind of God, you are perfect, and if it was not in the grand plan for you, it was never in the grand plan for you to suffer disease and discomfort in any way. And it's not our intention to distress you or make you feel guilty, but to offer you the knowledge and tools to reclaim your magnificence so that you can experience your earthly sojourn as it was meant to be. So those are words from Archangel Michael concerning water, air, earth, and fire. And I think it's kind of interesting that the body gives these certain signals with respect to if you're not using them properly yet. I don't know. I've never seen a signpost anywhere that says that that's the way it is. So how are we supposed to know? Not too sure. However, I'm glad that the information is now out there, and I hope you can make some use of it. And by the way, if information is kind of flying by you kind of rapidly, because it always does in the 1 hour programs that we have on ET Yoga, you can always go back and see the archives and take your time to go through the information. And one of the ways you can do that is go to etyoga.com, which is my main website, and go to main page. There's the big letters there, radio archives. Just click that button and you'll automatically go into the archives. And this show on July 4th will probably be up sometime tomorrow, the next day at the latest. So if there's things you didn't catch or you want to take your time to pursue at your own leisure, that's a good way to do it. And I much appreciate the ET Yoga audience, just for being you, because everybody on the planet is affecting everybody else on the planet. And as Bashar would say, when you're doing your passion, then others become aware of the difference you're already making. I also appreciate your support and my products at the ET Yoga website. Under the shop there, there are many techniques, concepts that you may have an interest in. And I certainly appreciate your support, especially in the purchase of my latest book, which is 2012. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. And at this point in time, I'd like to give my sincere best wishes towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we close the show now by playing the extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.